started. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team in. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. I done kept it real from the jump. Living at my mama's house, we'd argue every month. I was trying to get it on my own. Working all night, traffic on the way home.
And we're back here on the Willie P Show. And today we're going to be talking about the Western Conference Finals. And what a finals that we have here. And I have my good friend, Mr. Ross, back here with me live on the Willie P Show. How you doing, Ross?
I'm hyped. I'm ready for this Game 7.
Hey, I'm excited too, man. But, hey, let's back this thing up, man. Let's go back to Game 5 for a minute, man, you know, if we can for a second. Where the Warriors their backs were against the wall, and they were down. I mean, they went down 3-0, and their backs were against the wall, and they really needed that win, and they went home and got that win, and it was in convincing fashion to me. How do you think about that?
I think it was in convincing fashion too. I mean, the things that stuck out to me was that they just kept playing hard. They didn't settle for just threes. You know, they were playing smart basketball. They knew their backs up against the wall, like you were saying. But I feel like they're really motivated to go out and play a smart game instead of trying to show out and really trying to show off. I mean, they're down 2-1. You really got to knock the crazy stuff off and play smart. And I think that's what they did. They came together as a team and really played like it that game.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, just to reiterate this thing, to me, OKC lost that game with the bench, man. Their bench didn't give them no points in that game. As I can recall, they only scored 13 points in that game, and Golden State bench had a whopping 30 points, man. That, to me, that was the deciding factor in that game because Westbrook and Durant were awesome. They were fantastic. They combined for 71 points. And, you know, that's a lot of points for two people, man, to be honest with you. And they benched, I mean – Deion Waiters didn't even score in that game. He played 27 minutes in that game and didn't even score. And he's one of their key cogs, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's their guy off the bench that they go to. They really need him on the offensive end. He's a decent defender, but he just wasn't helping that game with the amount of minutes he was given.
Oh, absolutely. And then, you know, I go back to Golden State. Draymond Green played an awesome game. And to me, a surprising person off the bench is Mo Spates. I mean, he's been doing well for them all season off the bench, but he scored 14 points in that game, and they needed all 14 points from Mo Spates.
Yeah, and he only played 8 minutes, but he really got out of the floor, and that's what he was used to all season. That's his role. Even though he got the little playing time, he didn't play much in the other two games coming up here. I think Coach Kerr needed some change of pace. He needed some instant offense off the bench, and he knew where he could get it. He's been ignoring Spates at the first part of the playoff series, but he went back to him, and he rewarded him even in small minutes. They really got him off back on track in that game with his offense heading into halftime.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Now, let's fast forward this thing to Game 6. I mean – a lot of people didn't give the champs a fighting chance, to be honest with you. I did because I just
right.
had a supreme competition, Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. Anytime you got guys like that, man, that can shoot their way, that can shoot you into a game and keep you into a game, I mean, you can't go wrong with that, man. Even though with their backs were against the wall in OKC, where they had dropped the previous two, I mean, it was ugly. But, you know, those guys go in, Steph Curry and Klay combined for 72 points, man, I mean – They play lights out.
They did play lights out. And what's surprising to me is that, you know, OKC, the surprising stat to me here in Game 6 was that OKC shot a better field goal percentage than Golden State. But they shot 42%, Golden State shot 40%. But then you look at the three-point percentage, and OKC shot 13%, and Golden State shot 46%. I mean – How do you shoot better than in the field goal percentage and have 13% from threes? To me, that just says they were chunking up threes. I mean, that's what it looked like visually when I was watching the game. It was very sloppy by them. They stopped going to the basket. Their free throw numbers were good. They were really getting to the line. And it was just shocking that they out-rebounded them as well. I mean, everything was kind of going their way, and they went to kind of, you know, sloppy basketball.
Yeah, you know, and then again, the bench points were pretty much a wash. They both, you know, 12 and 13 points, respectively, I think it was. But to me, that game was lost between Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook. They try to put too much on their shoulders. I mean, it's not, you know, the fact that they can't handle it. I know they can, but, you know, you got to get the others involved. I mean, you got guys like, you know, Deion Waiters running around wide open, Enes Kanter. I mean, those guys need to have their touches in order to, you know, for OKC to even have a chance. Because if Deion Waiters, I mean, not Deion Waiters, but if Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant do what they did on Saturday night, Monday night, I don't think they have a chance in Golden State.
I agree. And they're really, well, as I was saying last time I was on the cast, is that they're not, you know, playing as a team as well as Golden State. They've won a few games when Kevin Durant and Westbrook go off, but that's kind of their whole MO is that they rely on those guys too much. And I mean, Ibaka, I really liked what he's been doing. Besides shooting the three, I think he's been playing really well for him, but just not getting enough touches. I mean, last game in game six, Robertson was 5 for 5. And Steven Adams was 3 for 6. I mean, those guys were shooting well. I mean, Enes Kanter even off the bench was 4 for 5. But I mean, you this thing that sticks out there is the 5 shots. That was the limit. So it just goes back to what you were saying, is I think those guys need more look on a team standpoint. And I think you need to look at the coach a little bit for
yeah.
that. I mean, you can't – you really need to tell those guys to spread it around and trust your teammates for the team to get going.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you think Westbrook and Durant have supreme confidence in Billy Donovan? Because I think, you know, they reverted back to hero ball, so to speak. And,
yeah.
you know, they went back to what they were used to doing. And you know, it worked, so to speak. It didn't work, you know what I mean, because Billy Donovan implemented the plan. He wanted them to play more team ball. And when they play team ball, they up 3-1. They go back to playing, hey, we need to finish this thing, which I understand that, you know what I mean? You got to have your superstars play well on the roads to close out. I get that. But in the same token, every good player or every team that had good players on their team, they always use the other players to set it up. Like the other night, Kevin Durant was off. He went like 1 for 12 or 2 for 12 starting out the game. If your game is not on, you got to get the other people involved and get the ball rolling so, you know, you can finish it in the end like Steph did for Golden State. He rode the hot hand. Klay was hot. So he said, hey, man, do your thing. You know, but at the end, who took the big shot? It was Steph Curry. He finished the deal.
I would completely agree with you. It's, you know, Curry was definitely struggling in that first part. I mean, if you just look at the stat sheet only, I mean, you're like, oh, he was great all game. But, I mean, he understood when he was off and he spread the ball around. I mean, he let Klay, he didn't necessarily rack up the assists, even though he had 9. He was definitely distributing. But he was just laying off, taking the hero ball type of shots that he's used to because he was off. And that's what I think Kevin Durant and Westbrook aren't really understanding. I don't think they have the supreme trust in their teammates. Maybe I think they have a little trust in the coach, but he's still new. The last game, they looked like they were playing college basketball. Like they were just like running around shooting threes, playing too fast, and hero ball. And that's not how you play in the NBA. You win in the NBA as a team, and they definitely did not show that.
Absolutely. Hold that thought right there, Ross. We're going to go to a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. Hold that thought.
Haven't tried Uber yet? Well, we want to give you your first ride for free. That's R-F-E-E, free. Get your first ride in an Uber in your city for free by using the code RodneyF15UE. That's RodneyF15UE, and get your first ride in an Uber for free.
And we're back. We're talking about, on the Willie P. Show, we're talking about the Western Conference Finals. Aiden Ross, I got a quick question. Give me your thoughts on tonight's game and how you think it would play out.
Tonight's game, I think, in the short, I mean, Golden State's going to come out with the win, I think, just because now they have all the momentum now, and it's completely shifted from a few games ago where people really starting to count Golden State out. And now they've won two in a row. They're getting back to their formula of playing team ball, of, you know, I think – Draymond Green's getting back into the role he's comfortable with and playing defense and being that third option. Harrison Barnes being comfortable in his role. They just look more as a team. Bogut's playing better on both ends of the court. He's really doing his job when the big boys are in there for OKC. Stephen Curry looks completely healthy. No one can say anything about his health anymore. And Thompson just looks hotter than hot right now. I mean, he's going to this game with supreme confidence. If OKC has any chance to win, they really need to stop playing Golden State's game, and they need to play their own game. And that's getting to the rim, that's shooting open shots, and that's getting the team involved.
I completely agree with you, Ross. I am definitely on the bandwagon of Golden State tonight. And just to reiterate, you know, some of the things you just put in front of us, that Golden State has got their cover. You got to give a lot of credit to Steve Kerr. Steve Kerr actually has been pushing the right buttons. You know, for the first few games, Billy Donovan was flat out coaching Steve Kerr. And he has now, you know, he figured it out. And he figured it out that Draymond Green has to get back to being Draymond Green, because he's really playing out of character. He's been trying to be more of an offensive scorer, which that's not his role on his team. His role was on this team was rebounding, being the emotional leader that he is, and defending, you know what I'm saying? And once he got back to doing that, his offense has taken care of itself. And, you know, another thing, just reiterate what you said about Golden State. OKC, they have to stop playing Golden State's game. Their game is a half-court game. Once they start shooting the three ball and start pounding the ball inside out, I get it that Durant, you know, and that Westbrook, and, you know, they can shoot it with the best of them. But at the end of the day, you have the best two shooters in the world, to me, on that other team, and you're not going to match them point from the three-point line. Last time I checked, three win over two all day long. If you're knocking down three, I take three over two. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, for OKC, they have to understand that. And, you know, you defend the three well, that's their game. But they live and die by it. So you have to live by that rule too on defense, that you live and die by it. So you defend the three well, you know that's what they do, and you make them beat you inside. You have to. By playing good defense still, but you've got to lock up that 3-point line as best as you can. Curry hits those threes with defense in his face all the time. Same thing with Thompson, but you've got to commit to that defense on the 3-point line.
With that being said, give me your final score for tonight.
Final score, I would say Golden State 117, OKC 105.
I'm along the same lines. I'm like 112-106. I got a little bit tighter because I just feel like, you know, OKC hadn't got to this point by mistake. And they're going to come out swinging with everything that they got. And I know Kevin Durant, you know, he don't want to go out like that. And then, just, you know, a little footnote, if OKC, well, we're both predicting OKC to lose this series. What do you think is the future for Kevin Durant in Oklahoma City, real quick?
I think if they lose here, then it's going to be completely different than if they win. Because if they lose, I think he might try to go somewhere else with a superstar other than Russell Westbrook and kind of leave Westbrook to this team to really take it over. And that might be the best thing for the both of them, I think. I mean, a lot of people see him as a villain for it, you know, but I don't think they can do that. I mean, he's obviously given it a try here for a long time. He's gotten to the finals, Western Conference Finals many times. But, I mean, it just doesn't feel like this is the team that he can win a championship on. I mean, it'll change everything if he wins it, obviously. But I don't see them winning even if they go up against Cleveland. I don't see them winning either, even if they win a Golden State. It'll be a great feat, but I think Kevin Durant has a big chance of leaving.
All right, there's Ross Take on it. Good talking with you, Ross. We'll talk with you next week, buddy. Appreciate it.
All right, take it easy, Will.
And that was Mr. Ross on the Willie P. Show. To put a bow tie on this thing, I really feel like Kevin Durant will be leaving OKC because the simple fact that him and Russell Westbrook are just two dominant people. But at the end of the day, I mean, he's a good guy, and I really like him. But I got the Golden State Warriors taking care of business tonight, 112-106, going into the NBA Finals to match up against LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers. And I will give you my prediction on that on the next show of the Philly Peace Show.
Start it.
Johnny on the track.
Started from the bottom, now we're here.